CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Forestry and wildlife officials will work this Saturday and Sunday handling key operations, a move ordered by Minister Jules Dorin Dongo to ensure the smooth continuation of work as the year wraps up. Russian leader Vladimir Putin apologizes over the downing of an Azerbaijani plane in the Russian airspace, but he did not directly take the blame. The wild beast of the Central African Republic teared indomitable lions' intermediate version apart and prevent them from taking part in the Shan 2025. They beat Cameroon 2-1 in Bafoussam today. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. We begin with this release. The Minister of Secondary Education will attend the workshop to adopt the roadmap for the implementation of the Safe Schools Declaration at the Yaounde Hilton Hotel on Monday, the 30th of December, 2024, at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Safe Schools Declaration was endorsed by the Cameroon government on the 10th of September, 2018. This workshop will serve as a platform to appoint the members of the National Technical Committee that will oversee the implementation of the roadmap in order to create a safe and protective learning environment that can guarantee access to quality and inclusive education for all children in Cameroon. It is signed by the Minister of Secondary Education, Nalo Valionga. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, has announced extended office hours to facilitate the collection of documents related to forest exploitation activities. In a press statement released Friday, December 27, the minister informed business people and operators in the timber sector holding valid forest exploitation permits that technical services, including the Directorate of Forest and the Subdirectorate of Reception, Mills and Liaison, will remain open this weekend. The offices will operate on Saturday, December 28 and Sunday, December 29 from 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, to ease the retrieval of documents during the transition period from 2024 to 2025. And preparations are intensifying across the country ahead of the celebration of the Feast of Saint Sylvester come Tuesday. Special church services, masses are being planned nationwide to mark this feast on Tuesday, December 31, the last day of the year. Senior staff man Gu Henry talked to some church officials and put together the following report.
Saint Sylvester's Day, also known as Sylvester or the Feast of Saint Sylvester, is the day of the feast of Pope Sylvester I, a saint who served as Pope from 314 to 335. The feast is held on the anniversary of Saint Sylvester's death, 31st December, a date that since the adoption of the Gregorian calendar has coincided with New Year's Eve. Why many people in Cameroon are preparing for their New Year's Eve parties, some Roman Catholic Christians will also mark the feast day of Saint Sylvester.
Reverend Father Alexis Abbe, a priest of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, is going to be spent as a moment of gratitude to God for the year which is just ending. In the evening of the day, we shall have the celebration of Holy Mass, which shall usher us and usher me into the new year 2025.
Protestant churches will also organize special services to mark the day.
The Reverend Divine Kumiyamba, I'm the parish pastor of Presbyterian Church Kumbambeng. The liturgy for this crossover service has a theme, 2025, my year of blessed assurance, drawn from Psalms 124. Shall be having mass readmission, bringing back people to Christ and readmitting them.
A crossover service to be officiated by Reverend Mundung Gilbert of the Presbyterian Church Bafanji will take place at the Ntuamofong Parish as from 8 p.m.
The town of Ebulova is preparing to revive its annual New Year's Eve celebration at the Nkovo's multipurpose sports complex. The city mayor, Dr. Daniel Ejo, says the recreation area will have food and drinks on sale. Silas Quine reports.
Like in years past, Lebolova City Council will be setting up a multicultural leisure spot accessible for all at Dunkovo's multipurpose sports complex, in addition to lots of other bright and vivid photo spots, as well as private initiatives. Dr. Daniel Ejo is a Bolova City Mayor.
The city is well prepared. We are doing a lot of effort to make sure that the city is clean. Bolova is the cleanest city in Cameroon, and we need to maintain this level. We organize a big event at Govo's Community Sport Complex. People can enjoy the place.
Throughout the evening, delicious food and alcoholic beverages will be available for sale on site.
For us, it's a very important event. After 1 year of long walking, we are really very happy to achieve the year 2024 with the hope that we will go through the new year 2025.
New Year's Eve here will also offer an opportunity to celebrate the town's legendary hospitality.
Bolova is a cosmopolitan city. We have Bulu Fang of the Big BT Group. We do also have people coming from all regions of Cameroon.
Safety and fun are equally at top of mind here.
The municipality is working closely with administrative authority and the law enforcement so that we should make sure that all the people in Bolova go through 2025 safe.
Likewise, the head of state's traditional end-of-year speech.
We are waiting important announcement from the head of state.
The city council crew have been busy preparing for the event. As the eve of the New Year's Eve approaches at high speed, night party venues and many hotspots in the town are undergoing transformation, promising non-stop makosa, bikutsi, R&B, hip-hop and Afrobeat tunes, to name just a few. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
2025 is just around the corner, and it is time to set goals, some of which are ambitious but attainable. Yet there are those who say whenever they set their intentions for the new year, they hardly stick to them. And so what are people's thoughts on New Year resolutions? Joyce Cleve Tata.
New year, new resolutions, a popular phrase you will hear in just a few days. But what do Yaoundé inhabitants think about this tradition?
I believe if one lives his life without a goal or an objective or even a commitment, then he's aiming towards nothing. I have often set some New Year resolutions for myself, though in one way or the other I've been able to attain to some and fail in some.
One or two times or three times I've struggled to have New Year resolutions. At the start, they were really difficult for me to be able to keep them, but I think I succeeded with the very last one when I said I want to know my priorities in life. Succeeding with that, it gave me a lot of joy.
For some, having New Year resolutions holds little significance, especially when some values are not put in place.
It's also important to be able to identify what you're going to do differently that year. What didn't work last year? What did you achieve? What didn't you achieve? And don't put yourself under pressure. Don't try to compare with others. The most important thing is, are you moving ahead?
As the year comes to an end, many argue that what truly matters is being intentional about the year ahead, correcting past mistakes, tackling unfinished projects, and striving for success by the year's end.
Elsewhere in the news, the president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Anguafo III, has revealed that next year the institution will prioritize projects in the domains of education, health, and the economy. This was during the budgetary session that opened this Saturday in Bamenda, where divisional representatives and traditional rulers of the House of Chiefs are expected to adopt the draft budget of the institution that stands at more than CFA 5 billion francs to enable them effectively carry out the planned projects for 2025. Ola Titanki reports.
In 2024, the Northwest Regional Assembly carried out projects in the domains of economy, education, and health. The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo, highlighted that the institution donated didactic materials to some secondary schools, supported over 2,000 vulnerable students to resume their studies. He affirmed that health and education will remain top priorities for the institution in 2025.
We built quite a few structures last year, the emergency centers of Bamenda and Kambe. Some of these hospitals will be equipped in secondary education, equipping science laboratories, workshops in technical schools. This will continue this year.
Professor Fru Angwafo also noted that many social and economic projects earmarked for 2025 will be labor-intensive, designed to generate job opportunities for the local workforce. Governor Adovlele Lafric commended the Northwest Regional Assembly's effort in promoting development and peace. He urged divisional representatives to actively discourage hate speech and foster harmony. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In the far north, the regional council's projected budget for the year 2025 stands at over 10 billion CFA francs, the highest ever since the creation of the council. The budget was unveiled at the budgetary session and will be used for projects, developmental projects generally, but with focus on projects that will generate income like a public works company, a cashew nut plantation, and a unit for the production of ecological charcoal. Henry Tato Ekambi.
The record projected budget of the Far North Regional Council for 2025 that stands at over 10 billion CFA francs will be used to drive various developmental projects, a good number of which began in 2024. However, focus will be on income-generating projects like a public works company, a modern agropole, and a regional tourism office. Daniel Kabasu is the president of the Far North Regional Council.
We use the development of our region, and specifically in the domain of secondary school, road, agriculture, health. And therefore, we have many projects, and we are expecting more to develop our region.
The representative of the state, Governor Mijewa Bakari, who says he is pleased with the outcome of the deliberations, is now calling on the councillors to get to work.
Expectation is high, but the challenges are remaining. But so far, we remain confident, and the regional council have done a lot.
And the councillors are now expected to put all hands on deck to turn what is on paper to concrete projects. Marwa, Henry Tatuikambi, CRTV.
The president of the Adamawa Regional Council has underscored the commitment of that institution in backing government's efforts in the promotion of quality education. Dr. Muhammad Dewa made the declaration after visiting projects undertaken by the council in some schools in Goundere, where he expressed satisfaction with the level of work. Ayuk John Ashu reports.
In line with the implementation of government's policy on effective decentralization in local development, the pioneer executive of the Adamawa Regional Council has invested in a good number of projects in the domain of education, which to the council's president, Dr. Muhammadu Dewa, is of top priority.
Our dream in Adamawa Regional Council is to build education. Education is the first in the world. Health comes after.
A visit to some of the project sites in Goundere enabled the president and his team to assess the level of progress and make some recommendations.
We went to Lycée de Burkina. The realization is 90%. We went to Lycée de Sabongari. It's wonderful. It's 185 million francs we put there. The building is 8 classroom. We have administrative building. Toilet for male and female. This for us, the parents. The observation is positive.
So far, all the five divisions of the Adamawa region have benefited from school infrastructure built by the regional council. Goundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
14 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. The departed chargé de mission at the Presidency of the Republic, Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation, spouse of the Arts and Culture Minister, Habisu Bidungpat, has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of the Officer of Valor, this during the burial ceremony at Nangaiboko. Ayimbile.
Binangai Boko, where she was loved and accepted by her in-laws, Habisu Bidung drew scores of people to her burial. A heavily attended funeral marked by eulogies from her siblings, colleagues, but also from her husband and the minister deputy director of the civil cabinet, Oswald Babuke, celebrating a life spent in all discretion at the service of the nation. Appointed in 2005 as the secretary general of the Chantal Biya Foundation by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, to whom she was an indefatigable close collaborator, Dr. Habisu Bidung in 2018 also got the recognition of the head of state, whose message of condolence also resonated on the funeral ground. Profound words of sympathy to Minister Bidung passed from the highest authority of the land, who regretted the loss of a devoted and trustworthy collaborator and for contributing to the betterment of Cameroon and its people, notably through the humanitarian actions of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. President Paul Biya also ordered for the posthumous decoration of Mrs. Habisu Bidung, which saw a medal of the Officer of the Order of Valor affixed to her casket. An exercise carried out by the senior divisional officer, Albert Nangandang, before dignitaries, but also traditional rulers, religious authorities, and members of the community, mourning the loss of the illustrious daughter of Gide in the Mayoluti division of the North Region. She, who got trained as a Spanish teacher and rising through the ranks, earned the trust of the First Lady and her husband to serve the country with dignity and integrity. Gone today and given the most heartwarming and memorable of farewells, these values and the works of the Secretary General, Dr. Habisu Bidung, will nonetheless remain for years to come a source of timeless inspiration for many.
Abroad, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of neighboring Azerbaijan over the downing of a commercial airliner in Russian airspace, but stopped short of saying Russia was responsible. 38 people were killed in the crash. In his first comments on the Christmas Day crash, Putin said the tragic incident had occurred when Russian air defense systems were repelling Ukrainian drones. The plane is believed to have come under fire from the Russian air defense as it tried to land in the region of Chechnya, forcing it to divert across the Caspian Sea. Sports football, Cameroon will not be part of the 2025 African Nations Championship to hold from the 1st to the 28th of February and co-hosted by Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The Intermediate Lions lost today in Bafoussam by 1-2, beaten by the Wild Beast of the Central African Republic, who qualify on the away goal rule after the 2-2 aggregate score. Many fans in Bafoussam are bitter about the elimination, as Ngonkum is standing at one of the hotspots of the town. Hello, Isaac.
Hello, Winston. It is a sorry night here in Bafoussam. For many who went to the Bafoussam Omnisport Stadium in Kwekong and those who watched the game live on television, it has been a lot of disappointment for the fans of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon. They had believed so much that the boys had done the job in Ivory Coast and that they were just coming to finish it here in Bafoussam, but unfortunately, destiny had another story for Cameroon. As Cameroon bows out, as you have rightly put it, Cameroon will not be part of the 2025 African Nations Championship in Tanzania, Kenya, and Uganda. This is because, as you put it also, Cameroon lost today by 1-2, 2-2 on aggregate, but because of the away leg rule, Cameroon bows out, having scored just one goal in the away leg game, and the Central African Republic scoring twice here in Bafoussam today. As I did say a while ago, there is a lot of disappointment, and I'm standing here with one of the fans of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon, Ghislaine Akum, who says he cannot really understand what happened. Hello, Ghislaine, can you tell us your impression after this defeat, this debacle of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon this afternoon?
Yes, I am really disappointed. As a fan of the Indomitable Lions,
I have always believed that we are lions, and we have always raised the flag of Africa. And this disappointment this evening, I am unable to digest it. But with what I always see, the Indomitable Lions are out of the sham. And I know that this is because of some backstory of players. When I look at the attack line, and when we look at a young 17-year-old Jonjo, who came in with a lot of force, I never had somebody to really play with. When we look at the final minute, to the final minutes of the game, we also see Lacity at the midfield. And with the interview I saw with the coach, so simply, I want to say that he should raise up his standard at the end, when especially when he's doing substitutions. Because when you look at the left flank or upward, there was wrong substitution, and that is where a lot of mistakes came in. Better still, we can hope, since we are not qualified, we can hope for next qualification. It is really a sad evening to me, and as a football fan, as a football lover of the Indomitable Lions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Gislain. Winston, you get it. He is just one of the many Cameroonians that I imagine are disappointed with what happened. We talked with the head coach of the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon, so simply Maguire, this after the game, and he himself was really, really beaten. And even in the post-match press conference, he could not say anything. He did the substitutions. He takes the judgment, whatever we want to call it. He is responsible for what happened. It is unfortunate that it is a sad night. Would have loved to give you good news from Bafoussam, but it is unfortunate that it was the opposite that happened today. Reporting live from Bafoussam, I've been your humble servant, Isaac Ngonkum. Back to you, Winston.
Thank you, Isaac. In Cameroon's League 2 Championship, two draws and a win were recorded in the three matches played today. Unispor of Bafang beat Dragon by 3-0. AS FAP of Yaoundé and Union Sportive of Abombang separated on a 1-1 draw, while Aïssosan Eating Sport of Lekie ended goalless at the Centenary Stadium in Limbe. The coach of Aïssosa, Mbok Maput, and the captain of the team, Wilson Gange, say they did not make use of their goal opportunities.
My guys, they followed the instruction. The game was good, but we didn't score. They missed all their goals. Opportunities, but it means that we have to go back to our drain board so as to work on that. We prepared well because we knew that Edinspo has been giving us a very hard time, especially last season. They won us in Yaoundé 4-0. They won us in Limbe 2-0. And this time around, we decided to turn things around, although it didn't work out well. But our preparation was good against Edinspo. My guys were not too vibrant in front of the goalpost because the game against Tone, we scored 3 goals. Today we didn't score. It means that I have to work on the attacking animation a lot.
Got a lot of chances to make it count, but obviously, as we all saw it, it didn't come our way. Of course, in the training ground, we always practice how to score every single day, but sometimes you come into the game, it actually doesn't go as planned. So normally we have to keep focusing and keep working on it. Last season we had a very difficult time with them. We lose home and away. But of course, coming into this game, we had already prepared for them. But obviously we actually met them again, very tough side.
Still in the Elite League 2, tomorrow Racing will host the Pages. Ngokutunja will clash with Yafut. Eglo Royal will entertain Fovu of Baham. While Jika of Banjun will take on Bafmeng United of Menchum. Current Elite One leaders Canon Sportive of Yaoundé will be trying to keep a firm grip on the top spot of the championship when they host Dynamo of Douala. Now, match day 5 games of Cameroon's Premier Football Championship have been spread across 3 playing days, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Ben Collins, Nyoi Beriwo, has more.
There will be a clash of two mythical clubs in Yaoundé when home side Canon Sportive hosts Dynamo Football Club of Douala. The Kwakums will be fighting to consolidate their first spot on the unofficial league table. That match will be on Monday, December 30, 2024. The following day, Ice Fortuna Mfu will host Union Sportive of Douala at the next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and Colombe Sportive of the Dja and Lobo will take on Stade Rennais of Milan. 5 other matches will be played on Sunday, December 29. fresh from their impressive win over defending champions Victoria United in Limbe last weekend. Panthe Sportif of the Day will host Young Sports Academy of Bamenda at the Bamizi Stadium in Bafoussam. At Buda, local side Bambuto's Football Club will offer hospitality to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. That same venue will host PWD of Bamenda and Victoria United of Limbe. Two matches will also take place at their next of the Rumdiaja Stadium in Garoua, Cotonspor versus Aigle Royal of the Mungu and Gazelle FA against Astro Football Club of Douala.
To end this edition of the 7 p.m., a recap of our main points. Forestry and wildlife officials will work this Saturday and Sunday handling key operations, a move ordered by Minister Jules Dorin Dongo to ensure a smooth continuation of work as the year 2024 wraps up. Russia's leader Vladimir Putin apologizes over the downing of an Azerbaijani plane in its airspace without directly taking the blame. The wild beasts of the Central African Republic tear the intermediate lions of Cameroon apart and prevent them from taking part in the Shan 2025. They beat Cameroon 2-1 in Bafoussam today to draw 2-2 on aggregate and qualify on the away goal rule. CRTV News.